Today is the 7th day of June. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. Hi, how's everybody doing? It's great to be together here, cozy around the global campfire, bringing another week. We got 52 of these to share on this voyage. We're bringing another one of them in for a landing. And I'm glad that we can land the week together. Look back over it. Our peaks and valleys, right? The hills and the hollers, as they say down here in the deep south sometimes. It's good to take the next step forward into the end of a week. And we are at the beginning of 1 Kings. King David, he's still alive, but he has transferred all power and authority with some drama. Because drama kind of followed David and his family after some really, really bad and poor choices that he made. So Solomon, the son of Bathsheba, is now the king of Israel. And we're going to focus in on Solomon a bit. Let's take the next step forward. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 through chapter 3, verse 2 today. As the time approached for David to die, he ordered his son Solomon, "As for me, I am going the way of all of the earth. Be strong and be a man, and keep your obligation to the Lord your God to walk in his ways and to keep his statutes, commands, ordinances, and decrees. This is written in the law of Moses, so that you will have success in everything you do and wherever you turn, and so that the Lord will fulfill his promise that he made to me. If your sons take care to walk faithfully before me with all their heart and all their soul, you will never fail to have a man on the throne of Israel. You also know what Joab, son of Zeruiah, did to me, and what he did to the two commanders of Israel's army, Abner, son of Ner, and Amasa, son of Jether. He murdered them in a time of peace to avenge blood shed in war. He spilled that blood on his own waistband and on the sandals of his feet. Act according to your wisdom, and do not let his gray head descend to Sheol in peace. Show kindness to the sons of Barzillai, the Gileadite, and let them be among those who eat at your table, because they supported me when I fled from your brother Absalom. Keep an eye on Shimei, son of Gera, the Benjaminite, from Bahurim, who is with you. He uttered malicious curses against me the day I went to Mahanaim, but he came down to meet me at the Jordan, and I swore to him by the Lord, 'I will never kill you with the sword.' So don't let him go unpunished, for you are a wise man. You know how to deal with him to bring his gray head down to Sheol with blood." Then David rested with his ancestors and was buried in the city of David. The length of time David reigned over Israel was 40 years. He reigned 7 years in Hebron and 33 years in Jerusalem. Solomon sat on the throne of his father David, and his kingship was firmly established. Now Adonijah, son of Haggith, came to Bathsheba, Solomon's mother. She asked, "Do you come peacefully?" "Peacefully," he replied, and then asked, "May I talk with you?" "Go ahead," she answered. "You know the kingship was mine," he said. "All Israel expected me to be king. But then the kingship was turned over to my brother, for the Lord gave it to him. So now I have just one request of you. Don't turn me down. She said to him, Go on. He replied, Please speak to King Solomon, since he won't turn you down. Let him give me Abishag the Shunammite as a wife. Very well, Bathsheba replied. I will speak to the king for you. So Bathsheba went to King Solomon to speak to him about Adonijah. The king stood up to greet her, bowed to her, sat down on his throne, and had a throne placed for the king's mother. So she sat down at his right hand. And she said, I have just one small request of you. Don't turn me down. Go ahead and ask, mother, the king replied, for I won't turn you down. So she said, Let Abishag the Shunammite be given to your brother Adonijah as a wife. King Solomon answered his mother, Why are you requesting Abishag the Shunammite for Adonijah? Since he is my elder brother, you might as well ask the kingship for him, for the priest Abiathar, and for Joab, son of Zeruiah. Then King Solomon took an oath by the Lord. May God punish me and do so severely, if Adonijah has not made this request at the cost of his life. And now, as the Lord lives, the one who established me, seated me on the throne of my father David, and made me a dynasty as he promised, I swear Adonijah will be put to death today. And King Solomon dispatched Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, who struck down Adonijah, and he died. The king said to the priest Abiathar, Go to your fields in Anathoth. Even though you deserve to die, I will not put you to death today, since you carried the ark of the Lord God in the presence of my father David, and you suffered through all that my father suffered. So Solomon banished Abiathar from being the Lord's priest, and it fulfilled the Lord's prophecy he had spoken at Shiloh against Eli's family. The news reached Joab. Since he had supported Adonijah but not Absalom, Joab fled to the Lord's tabernacle and he took hold of the horns of the altar. It was reported to King Solomon, Joab has fled to the Lord's tabernacle and is now beside the altar. Then Solomon sent Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, and told him, Go and strike him down. So Benaiah went to the tabernacle and said to Joab, This is what the king says, Come out. But Joab said, No, for I will die here. So Benaiah took a message back to the king. This is what Joab said, and this is how he answered me. The king said to him, Do just as he says. Strike him down and bury him in order to remove from me and from my father's family the blood that Joab shed without just cause. The Lord will bring back his own blood on his head, because he struck down two men more righteous and better than he, without my father David's knowledge. With his sword, Joab murdered Abner son of Ner, commander of Israel's army, and Amasa son of Jether, commander of Judah's army. The responsibility for their deaths will come back to Joab and to his descendants forever. But for David, his descendants, his dynasty, and his throne, there will be peace from the Lord forever. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, went up, struck down Joab, and put him to death. He was buried at his house in the wilderness. Then the king appointed Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, in Joab's place over the army, and he appointed the priest Zadok in Abiathar's place. Then the king summoned Shimei and said to him, Build a house for yourself in Jerusalem and live there. But don't leave there and go anywhere else. On the day you do leave and cross the Kidron Valley, know for sure that you will certainly die. Your blood will be on your own head. Shimei said to the king, The sentence is fair. Your servant will do as my lord the king has spoken. And Shimei lived in Jerusalem for a long time. But then, at the end of 3 years, two of Shimei's slaves ran away to Achish, son of Maacah, king of Gath. Shimei was informed, "Look, your slaves are in Gath." So Shimei saddled his donkey and set out to Achish at Gath to search for his slaves. He went and brought them back from Gath. It was reported to Solomon that Shimei had gone from Jerusalem to Gath and had returned. So the king summoned Shimei and said to him, "Didn't I make you swear by the Lord and warn you, saying, 'On the day you leave and go anywhere else, know for sure that you will certainly die?' And you said to me, 'The sentence is fair, I will obey.' So why have you not kept the Lord's oath and the command that I gave you?" The king also said, "You yourself know all the evil that you did to my father David. Therefore the Lord has brought back your evil on your head. But King Solomon will be blessed, and David's throne will remain established before the Lord forever." Then the king commanded Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, and he went out and struck Shimei down, and he died. So the kingdom was established in Solomon's hand. Solomon made an alliance with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, by marrying Pharaoh's daughter. Solomon brought her to the city of David until he finished building his palace, the Lord's temple, and the walls surrounding Jerusalem. However, the people were sacrificing on the high places because until that time, a temple for the Lord's name had not been built. Acts 5. But a man named Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property. However, he kept back part of the proceeds with his wife's knowledge and brought a portion of it and laid it at the apostles' feet. "Ananias," Peter asked, "why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the proceeds of the land? Wasn't it yours while you possessed it? And after it was sold, wasn't it at your disposal? Why is it that you planned this thing in your heart? You have not lied to people, but to God." When he heard these words, Ananias dropped dead, and a great fear came on all who heard. The young men got up, wrapped his body, carried him out, and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. "Tell me," Peter asked her, "did you sell the land for this price?" "Yes," she said, "for that price." Then Peter said to her, "Why did you agree to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out." Instantly, she dropped dead at his feet. When the young men came in, they found her dead, carried her out, and buried her beside her husband. Then great fear came on the whole church and on all who heard these things. Many signs and wonders were being done among the people through the hands of the apostles. They were all together in Solomon's colonnade. No one else dared to join them, but the people spoke well of them. Believers were added to the Lord in increasing numbers, multitudes of both men and women. As a result, they would carry the sick out into the streets and lay them on cots and mats so that when Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on some of them. In addition, a multitude came together from the towns surrounding Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. Then the high priest rose up, he and all who were with him, who belonged to the party of the Sadducees, were filled with jealousy, so they arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. But an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail during the night, brought them out, and said, "Go and stand in the temple and tell the people all about this life." Hearing this, they entered the temple at daybreak and began to teach. When the high priest and those who were with him arrived, they convened the Sanhedrin, the full council of the Israelites, and sent orders to the jail to have them brought. But when the servants got there, they did not find them in the jail, so they returned and reported, "We found the jail securely locked, with the guards standing in front of the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside." As the captain of the temple police and the chief priest heard these things, they were baffled about them, wondering what would come of this. Someone came and reported to them, "Look, the men you put in jail are standing in the temple and teaching the people." Then the commander went with the servants and brought them in without force because they were afraid the people might stone them. After they brought them in, they had them stand before the Sanhedrin, and the high priest asked, "Didn't we strictly order you not to teach in this name? Look, you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood." Peter and the apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than people. The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you had murdered by hanging him on a tree. God exalted this man to his right hand as ruler and savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill them. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law who was respected by all the people, stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered the men to be taken outside for a little while. He said to them, "Men of Israel, be careful about what you're about to do to these men. Some time ago, Theudas rose up, claiming to be somebody, and a group of about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed, and all his followers were dispersed and came to nothing. After this man, Judas the Galilean rose up in the days of the census and attracted a following. He also perished, and all his followers were scattered. So in the present case, I tell you, stay away from these men and leave them alone. For if this plan or this work is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You may even be found fighting against God." They were persuaded by him. After they called in the apostles, they had them flogged. They ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and released them. Then they went out from the presence of the Sanhedrin, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to be treated shamefully on behalf of the name. Every day in the temple and in various homes, they continued teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Messiah. Psalm 125. Israel's Stability, a Song of Ascents. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. It cannot be shaken. It remains forever. The mountains surround Jerusalem, and the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, so that the righteous will not apply their hands to injustice. Do what is good, Lord, to the good, to those whose hearts are upright. But as for those who turn aside to crooked ways, the Lord will banish them with the evildoers. Peace be with Israel. Proverbs 16:25. There is a way This seems right to a person, but its end is the way to death. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for another week. We are grateful, and we release it. Let it become a part of our history and then incorporate it into our life experience. And we are grateful as we continue to journey forward and we take deeply to heart what Proverbs is saying. There are ways that seem right, but without slowing it all down and inviting the Spirit of Truth, we can be walking a path that we think we can get away with, whether we think we can shoot the gap or we think is right, and it leads us to destruction. Yeah, that certainly resonates in our lives. And so we recommit again to slowing our choices down so that they are not reactions, but they are opportunities to think it through, consult wisdom, and invite your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth. And so we ask, Holy Spirit, come lead us into all truth. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. That is home base. It is the website. It's where you find out what's going on around here. And so stay connected. Be connected. There's the Daily Audio Bible app as well that is home base and much more. And so download that from the App Store. So yesterday, Jill and I came on and shared some more of our story. We've had quite a journey. Truly remarkable that we could have a story that is still going. We would always have a story, but some stories end. And ours should have ended so many times. And it just didn't. And it's by the grace of God that we're in love and that it's unstoppable, it was unstoppable when it started, and it somehow, no matter what we did, we could never escape each other's orbit. And so we talked about that a little bit yesterday with the release of another song. And we're doing that during this year of celebration, but with the release of another song that's very, very, very important to me. A song that I wrote a long, long time ago, when I thought maybe we weren't going to be together, and I sang it. And that is, my wife is the singer, and it's one of the things that drew us together, because she's a beautiful singer and a very, very gifted and talented and skilled singer. I'm a producer, and that is where my skill set always was and still remains, even though I have really found my calling here, teaching the Bible and really being transformed, like being a fellow journeyer, a friend in all of this, as we try to unpack the scriptures and unpack our own hearts. But way, way, way back, way, way, way back, I also did some singing. And Jill kind of came along, and it was like, yeah, this is hand in glove. This is how this works. But this particular song, it's called Love Will Not Care. And it is really a look at 1 Corinthians 13. And in a practical sort of way. And so I sang it. And it would be the first time you've ever heard me sing, like in 20 years. I have never done that before, partly because that's not, I'm not so confident in that area, and don't particularly think I can do it very well. But I did it, and I did it from my heart, and so I am hoping that you'll join in the celebration and go out there and stream it. Just look for my name, Brian Harden. The song is called Love Will Not Care. And you can listen to it anywhere that you can possibly listen to music, wherever you may be on planet Earth. Like here in the United States, that includes Spotify, that includes Apple Music, that includes YouTube, that includes all of the places that you would, wherever you listen to music, you should be able to find it. And so I hope you will find it. I hope as you listen to it, you can understand that it's a really deeply personal story, but man, when you listen to it from the perspective of God speaking to you and coming for you and not letting you go, you may find comfort in those words. And maybe they are words that you need to share with somebody as well. And maybe you can send it to them so that they can hear your heart in those words. So check it out. Love Will Not Care. Also, and this will be the last day I mention this, because they won't be around. The Daily Audio Bible 20th Anniversary hats can be found in the Daily Audio Bible shop, whether that be on the web or whether that be in the app. Grab a piece of the Daily Audio Bible history. It only comes around once that we get to, first of all, that we've gotten here. 20 years that we got here, holy cow. But the 20th year only happens one time. There's only one 20th. So we're celebrating that. Grab a piece of the history while you can. When they're gone, they won't be kind of coming back. And so while you can, get yours. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Abigail, daughter of beloved in Bakersfield, who always calls in to pray for our children, but she's been putting her daughters on. So I think we heard your older sister who is 11, and now you're 9. And my name, I go by God's Life Speaker, Michelle. And I loved your prayer. I heard it on Community 10, the 10th Community, May 10th is when I heard it. And you saw, your wisdom is so amazing. Do the things that you can do now at the age that you are at. So, because later, maybe you can't. But I just want to tell you a little secret. I am 58 and I still climb trees. I love it. And I do like to ride my bike. Maybe not as crazy with, you know, no hands and my feet on the handlebars like I used to. I hold on to the handlebars now. But I loved your prayer, and I love that you were on there with your mama, who is such a faithful prayer for all of our kids, and some people have grandkids, so for grandkids too. So let me pray for you, Abigail, and your sister, and all you kids. Heavenly Father, thank you for being a father, to being a father of all of us, that we are always loved by you. Would you just pour down special blessing on our children? And thank you for Abigail's phone call that she put in for the kids her age, and her sister on the previous call had called. for the 11-year-olds. So, Lord, would you bless this family? Thank you for the constant and consistent prayer of their mama that calls in. And Lord, I pray a blessing over these kids. May they be prayers around their friends. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, family. This is Diana, his dearly beloved in Washington State. I am calling in because I felt moved to do so. I've been hearing so many calls about people who are newly diagnosed with cancer and praise reports of healing from cancer. And I was especially moved by Taryn's call and wanted to add my own praise report to that. I was diagnosed in January of 2021 with metastatic neuroendocrine tumors and have subsequently went through 9 surgeries, immunotherapy for 3 years, and God's also healed me from rheumatoid arthritis and a severe head injury. I'm just so grateful, and God is good, and Taryn's absolutely right. The amazing love and warmth and healing and all of the wonderful things that that came about as a result of my journey have been just absolutely wonderful. I'm not one who is good about being cared for. I'm a nurse and I love to care for others. So I learned to be cared for, and it was truly an amazing experience. So I just wanted to give hope to those who are suffering and to let them know God is good and God does heal today. And I love you, family, and I am praying for all of you, and take care. Bye.
Buenos dias, buenas noches. My beautiful DAB community, this is Asia calling from the City of Angels. And I just wanted to lift up one of the dabbers. Steve called in, a son-in-law of John, who has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, very aggressive, chemo not working. He's got teenage kids and, of course, a wife. And him and his wife are not believers. They are atheists. So let us lift them up to the Lord. Heavenly Father, the Lord of Heaven's armies, our great, great, great God, the great I Am, El Shaddai, the Almighty God, El Elyon, the Most High God. Father, your words tells us that all of creation knows the divine attributes of the Creator. So we pray for John and his wife, Joanne. We pray in this season, Lord, you're going to do an amazing work in their life of faith, their life of salvation, their spiritual life, Lord God, who they truly are, who you created them to be, Father, in your image, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that you would call them out boldly, Lord, and you would write their your name on their hearts, that they would not sin against you, Father. We pray, Father God, that their children would see this incredible act of transformation in their parents' lives, and they would follow as well, Lord God, and this family would be a family of faith, saved by the name of Christ Jesus, Lord God, saved by his blood. And that this would be such a testimony to their entire community, Lord. We pray that you would heal John of this pancreatic cancer as the chemo isn't working. Perform one of your miracles, Lord God, of days of old that you still do, Lord. And that this would be for your glory in the blessed, beautiful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
This is from Junk to Treasure. It's June 3rd, and I heard the message from Living Christ's Redemption Story. And of course, it reminded me of the time I called in for Abigail. And I believe I called her Wisdom from God. And this sweet message from her mother just caused me to look at wisdom again. And I want to pray over Abigail. And of course, this could be a prayer and a mindset for all of our children. Lord, we just ask that godly wisdom be manifest as God's character in her life. May she reflect purity and peace and godliness and mercy. May she honor God through understanding and applying the knowledge of God. Grant that she will understand God's unchanging truth. May she develop a deep spiritual connection with the Holy Spirit. We pray Colossians 3:16 and James 1:5 and Proverbs 16:16 over this child. May she call out for insight. Cry out for understanding. Look for it as for silver and search for it as hidden treasure. There are four kinds of wisdom. There's earthly wisdom, intellectual, devilish, and divine wisdom. And Father God, we ask that she may seek this highest form of wisdom all the days of her life, and that's the divine wisdom of God, for her to apply it into her life in alignment with God's will. In the name of Jesus, we pray this for all of our children in this DAB community, for the knee benders to rejoice over their children's salvation and their testimonies.